Welcome to the Primrose Lane podcast, the actual paranormal events that inspired the making of the feature film Primrose Lane and the continuing series The Passage. I'm the filmmaker, Kathleen Davison, and I'm joined in studio today with my co-host for this series, paranormal specialist Pamela Beatty. Hello, Pamela.
Good morning.
And again, this is part two. We're with Sean Galushka, who plays Ewald, who is a pretty dark character, especially as we advance on into the first season of the series. Sean, welcome back.
Hi, Lichtenberg.
So, Sean, now after the and hey, if you're just joining us, by the way, please stop. Go back to the beginning. You want to go to the Primrose Lane movie Facebook page. And if you check the most recent episode listing and look in the comments, the links for all of the episodes are there. And we're telling this, it's an ordered story. So don't plot spoil for yourself. And for those of you who have been with us for the journey, welcome back. So we have Sean with us again today. And Sean, I think we're all dying to know, now that you know what you know.
I got quite an education.
Will we
with
be
the
receiving
last one?
A letter of resignation, or are you still on board for the first season?
I'm still on board, because honestly, I think as any artist, I think every artist does what Martha Graham refers to, which is to become a channel for whatever is out there, the higher energies and the different energies. And as a channel, you're going to get good, bad, indifferent. You're going to get all kinds of energies. You're a vessel. It doesn't mean that there's any permanent, you know, home set up inside you for somebody, especially when it's not welcome. So as an artist, I think we all sort of live that life of being a channel in some ways. So yeah, being a channel is, in ways, it's an honor.
So we have a little bit of a sense of what your personal beliefs are in terms of the potentials for the paranormal. If you want to elaborate more, you can. Can you share with us, not just, you know, what you believe, but have you had any other, what you would sort of quantify as a paranormal experience? And Pamela says, you know, but to her, paranormal is her normal. So I guess it depends on what, you know, how you define your reality, whether it's paranormal to you or not. Can you speak to that a little bit for us?
Sure. Well, I had a pretty strong belief in it before the film began, throughout my childhood. We did have an experience back in my childhood where my Aunt Gail, I believe, visited us. We were doing some house sitting for my uncle, and a lot of things happened that were very unexplained. Doors and windows closing by themselves, a spot of blood, there was a bell ringing that jumped around from cabinet to cabinet. And that was when I was pretty young, so that was a while back. But I always had this sort of belief in, oh, well, there's another side and people can sort of do things there. and I was pretty accepting of it. Most recently, I've had some very direct, I guess, contact. My partner of 17 and a half years passed suddenly from a car accident. Wasn't expected. That was 2 years ago. I've stayed kind of in contact because, you know, you're going to miss the guy.
Yeah.
There have been instances, but one of the most recent and kind of powerful, one of the most powerful instances I've ever experienced, actually, was sitting on the couch watching television, the Apple TV started flashing on and off and on and off, and then there was a screen that I didn't recognize, and then I tried to get back to the menu. When I tried pushing the Apple menu on the little controller, it started going click, 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 and clicking through the menu by itself, without me touching it, and all the little icons rushing around passed very quickly, and then everything stopped for 1 second, and then the computer, which was closed on my far left side, popped on a song, and it was Adele singing "There's a Fire Burning," and I just said, "Hi, Robert," you know, because I think that he's playful, and I think that he is very much with me still. Mm-hmm. And that was a really strong one. So that was something that I, you know, I mean, you have stories and things happen in life and you hear things and you go, yeah, I believe. Yeah, yeah, sure. I think this was the instance where I was like, wow, that's really direct. There's no question who this is and what he's doing and how playful and loving. So it made me feel good. It made me feel really, really good and really assured actually.
And Pamela, you're a paranormal specialist. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to that? Because as I shared, you know, Sean's loss, he lost both an uncle and his partner many years. And this happened through the course of
the filming,
production, and then post-production. His partner, and again, very unexpected loss, was in post-production. Do you have any thing you'd like to share about Sean's personal experience, or are you getting anything at all with Aunt Gail, with Robert?
Yeah, it's kind of, sorry, I've got a massive headache. Sorry. This isn't my headache, by the way. It's somebody else's headache. You know what I, yeah, back up. What I like about that story... Sorry,
it's okay. Believe me, I've been through it.
Your friend's very excited.
Robert is? Yeah. He loves the stage.
Oh,
loves,
my God. He's so excited.
I can hardly. Art talk.
I feel like I wanted to go into a song and dance or something. because, I mean, he was very verbose, right? I mean,
oh, yes.
Just like, bah, 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 bah. He's talking so fast, I can't understand a thing he's saying. But I can give you the, you've got to calm down. He's like, oh, and then we can, and talk about, and then we can talk about this, and then we can talk about that, and then you know what else we need to tell
Robert,
him?
Robert, it's a 15-minute segment. You've got to cooperate with this brother.
Yeah. But he's so excited about the prospect that what got him so excited that day is you got it. Mm-hmm. You got that it was him. Some people would just go, what the hell's wrong with that apple thing? Mm-hmm. And you got it. And he was like, yes. And he threw his arms up in the air and he was like, yes, he got it. He was so excited. Sorry, he's emotional. He was so excited that you knew it was him. His biggest fear is that you wouldn't recognize it. And then he wouldn't be able to, you know, for future performances. he wouldn't be able to do future for performances. And he was so amazed by you. He wasn't amazed by himself, but he was so amazed by you that you recognized his energy. You recognized it was him. And at the time, he must not have been gone that long. Had he been gone long?
No, it was only about 3 weeks ago. So he'd been gone for 2 years.
I was getting a month. Yeah, that this happened about a month ago.
Yeah.
But he's so excited about that. Listen, he's contacted you before that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You do.
Yeah. There was one other instance where we were talking about him and a CD flipped off the shelf. And then there was a sort of a message, play number five. And it was Give Me Your Love, D-Light, one of his favorite bands. And we played it and we danced and we said, this is for Robert, you know.
Yeah. And it's so amazing to him. It's like, I don't know what his belief system was before he crossed over, but he's so on board with everything now. He so understands everything now. And he doesn't want you to take this the wrong way, but he's really having a good time.
Oh, no, but Robert always had a good time.
He's so having a good time.
I would want nothing less of him than have...
Yeah.
Of course he had a good time. He was a pleasure seeker in life.
Sorry.
Huge, and his energy is like that.
Oh,
it is
okay.
That. It
I'm
is
like,
that.
Wee!
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Every time I see him, he's dancing.
Oh, I was going to tell you, you know what he does during the day sometimes?
He dances.
Dances with Gene Kelly.
I believe it. I believe
dances
it.
Dances with Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly. He totally hangs out with them and is having a ball. And he doesn't want you to take that the wrong way. But he is out of a body. So he has to have that experience. And you know him. You know he's going to have that experience. But he showed me Gene Kelly. And he was in the middle of Gene Kelly. Sorry.
He's
Gene
quite
Kelly
a comedian,
and Fred
too.
Astaire. And he was like, oh, my God, tell him I'm doing this. It's so great. He's having a ball, and he doesn't want you to feel bad. But that doesn't mean he does all those things, but it doesn't mean he's not with you. He wants you to know that he is with you. There was early on, probably, I'm going to say less than a month after he passed away, you got very, very emotional. Like, I know it's grieving and like, well, yeah, duh. But you had an exceptionally emotional day. And I don't know if you remember that day.
I know what you're talking about.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, that was me. He's been there a lot. He's there a lot. He's there most of the time. But that particular case was the one where you really felt his presence, and you might have just thought you were grieving.
Back then, yes.
But it wasn't.
Right.
It was because you felt him, and he was trying to talk to you.
Well, oftentimes I'll tell
make you feel loved.
I'll tell myself, well, this is just my higher self trying to take care of myself by concocting this lovely scenario that will make me feel better.
Right.
And even if that is the case,
who cares? So what? Yeah.
Because right. What is your higher self? You know, that's yeah, also that's a mystery. You. So.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, do you ever just? He's showing me he comes down and he tries to take your spirit with him. Like, come dance with us. And he just like will pull you up and elevate you. Oh, and he wants you to know, here's the cool thing. And he's saying, tell him I know he doesn't need my help in acting and in performing. He knows you don't need his help because you're so good. You're so tapped in. But he wants you to know that you are so tapped in. You thought you were tapped in before, but with him, it's like a oneness that is... I just have to ask you, do you think your performances have really gone to a whole new level since his passing?
I don't know. I can't.
Can't gauge
I'm still
that.
I'm still not there yet in terms of the art. In fact, I've sort of pulled away from acting the last couple years.
Well, he's very not happy about that.
Okay, well, he can be not happy about that. we've had disagreements in the past. Yes. This won't change, I'm
this
sure.
This is one more. Yeah.
So I've definitely taken a backseat to all of it, and just sort of have backed away from any of that sort of self exploration and deep exploration.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
but you're still doing it.
Uh huh.
You're just not doing it consciously.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you still are, and it's like he wants to tell you this, but he doesn't want to insult your abilities. And he said, if you would tap in just a little, it would be like most people fully engulfing themselves in the experience. Because you're already there. You're not vibrating down here. You're vibrating up here. Mm-hmm. So the trip, the journey, isn't a very long one. You know, like most people, they'd have to go on a road trip.
Sure.
You know, to you, you get in the car for 5 minutes and you're there. Right. It's like, because you're already doing it. You're in your performance and your acting, you're already doing it. Do you write too?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, get on that.
I've been doing a lot of writing lately.
Yeah. He's like, tell him yes on the writing, yes on the writing.
Yeah, I've heard that message before from him, and I need to.
You have?
More
oh, yeah, because yeah. He's insisting on it. Yeah, he's like being really kind of annoying, if you want to know the truth.
He does get annoying to people. I have another friend of mine who is a paranormal and medium, and he's met Robert quite a few times, and he's like, yeah, he just won't stop.
Oh, yeah, he's annoying. Yeah, he's annoying, that's for sure.
I don't want to take this away from Robert because he's so delightful, and I'm enjoying getting to know him in his afterlife now, but... I want to take it
talk
back.
Again sometime soon.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
but
yeah.
That's more important.
I want to take it back really quick because we're coming to the end of our segment and our time with Sean. Sean, can you share with us? Did you have any other experiences on set? Coming back to the film,
yeah.
Did you have any other experiences on set that struck you as being, you know,
well,
in that paranormal realm?
For me, I've always been like kind of sensitive to energies, I guess. I've never really delved that far into it. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that happens to me and has happened to me since I was a child is if I go into certain houses, I'll feel very dizzy. Certain rooms, especially. I can be in a house and be fine, but I'll walk into a certain room and just feel like I can barely stand up. That would happen to me in the room as you enter the front door and then go to the right. Whatever that
to the right, the big
room is. The big room.
Technically, in the architecture of the home, it's called the ballroom, but we use it as a living room. In the film, you'll identify it with it sort of as a living room where the couches are.
Yeah. There was that room and then the children's room upstairs, which was off the main bedroom. There was sort of a doorway that went into another room that was full of children's stuff. And I remember walking in there to take a little break one time and thinking, why on earth are there children's things in here? This is the wrong room for this. I don't know why, but I thought that. Yeah. And I didn't like the backyard. I remember when we would eat sometimes, people would go into the backyard to eat, and I ate there once, and I was very uncomfortable eating back there. I would always hang out sort of in the front, and I did something different on set before. I'd never like really, and I don't mean to sound uppity, like an uppity actor or something, but I would never really talk or get that involved with the crew, because my world often would be very different from their world in terms of what I'm doing as an actor, and I would keep myself sort of to myself and be quiet and just sort of go about my day in character most times and not be really social on set. I've never been a very social guy on set. This was a complete exception to that. I was outside all the time talking to people about anything but the film, anything but my character, you know, getting away from it as much as possible. And then when we were inside, you know, it's the set. You got to go in, show up, do your thing, and get out. And I was very into getting in, doing my thing, and then getting back out of the house, because the front made me feel comfortable. That was like the only place I felt pretty comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. We have come to the end of our time, and there's so much more. I would love to have heard what Pamela had to say about Aunt Gail, but damn it, we're at the end. We're at the end. So, Sean, thank you so much with this time. Please tune in. If you haven't already seen the film, you will not want to miss Sean's performance, and catch him in our first season of The Passage. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, Pamela.